Okay, we are back here at the Good Food Mercantile in San Francisco. I'm David with Heritage Radio Network here with my sidekick, Katie. How's it going, Katie?
It's good. It's fun being your sidekick.
I guess I'm more of the sidekick, really.
I can be the sidekick. I'm happy. We have Sarah Wiener, who is the founder of the Good Food Awards, and we're so excited to be able to chat with her about the background of what is bringing us all together right now. So Sarah started off, Sarah was part of the original slow food movement that came to the U.S. via Italy. She worked with Carlo Petrini in Italy in the early days of the slow food movement and has been an absolute champion for good food products, sustainable food products in the U.S. So, Sarah, I'd love to have you start us off with a little bit of how you got involved with Carlo and how the idea for Slow Food Nation and then Good Food Awards got started. And also welcome to Etta, your niece, who's joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us. So let's see. Back to slow food days. I was in college. I had considered going to culinary school instead of college, but thought probably better of that. And around that time, my mother took home a book. She said she works for a paper, and they had sent a book that was the first publication in English from slow food. It was called The Collected Essays, Slow Food Collected Essays. And I read that book, and everything that I loved, which was food and cooking, plus the kind of, as a child, I'd been very sort of like save the manatees, like save the rainforest activist, kind of came together in that moment, and kind of reading the slow food philosophy. And I applied for a scholarship from my college to go. They had this really cool scholarship where you could go study whatever in another country. And I was like, great, why don't I? Slow Food has this really cool cooking school. They had just started, it was before the University of Gastronomic Sciences, but they had this neat program, and I ended up going to that program, realizing I didn't want to probably be in a kitchen all my life, but learning more and more about what slow food was doing in Bra, ended up getting an internship kind of to finish my cooking school education there in Bra, and then luckily was at a time, I guess it was 2003, when it was just becoming a little international there. And it was such a neat time to be there with so many like Italians and then like a Portuguese woman. And my best friend was from Belarus and then, you know, one or two Americans. And it's sort of influenced everything since then. That's the history.
And you've worked with some incredible leaders in the food movement, Carlo Petrini, Alice Waters. We have to shout out our own founder, Patrick Martins, who gave you a beautiful introduction last night. Who have been some of your most important mentors along that path?
Well, Alice Waters has definitely been sort of like role model, I guess I'd say, even before I met her, before Slow Food. I wrote about her in my college entrance essay. And so it was so amazing that when she was the vice president of Slow Food and I was working there, because I had talked to everyone about how, like, she's my idol. So as an intern, they set me up at some, like, big dinner to be her translator. And it was sort of, like, really... it was a really special thing, but, you know, more than anyone else who was Italian there, like, I was like, Alice Waters. So I'd, like, go pick her up from the airport, like, everything that I could to be around her. And I had the good fortune to be able to work for her as her assistant for a few years and learn so much just sort of vicariously about the way she treated people and aesthetics. So she was, I would say, the biggest influence. Carlo Petrini, similarly, in the whole slow food culture has been... something that you just learn and pick up in the day-to-day way that the Italians there would interact with each other. And another mentor is Patrick Martins. I love Patrick, but Patrick Holden. I love Patrick Martins. But Patrick Holden, who is more of Alice's generation, who used to run the Soil Association in England. I spent about a year in England and worked with him, and he really taught me... or I guess when he talks about food and the connection to the future of the world, it really kind of perks your ears in a different way that like makes you realize the importance of the work. And so in that way, he was a mentor as well.
And we also will be publishing on our website your beautiful speech last night about the significance of the Good Food Awards in this moment in time. But I was hoping that you could comment a little bit today about what's bringing us all together. Today is the Women's March in Washington. There's a lot of feelings of unity around the country and the world and in San Francisco today, and especially with this crowd of food people that we have downstairs. So if you could talk just for a moment about, you know, what really is the most important thing right now about the Good Food Awards?
Let's see. Well, I think like about the broader food movement, that it's so important because, you know, every kind of change that we want to see in our country, none of it can take hold until we really have a cultural and kind of priority shift towards wanting a really wonderful life as people, but understanding that that doesn't just mean accumulation and being willing to sort of sacrifice some of the accumulation for some of the other ways that life can be wonderful, like great food and enjoying, you know, free time and being with kind of other people and like really meaningful work. And I think food is really a way that you can create that cultural shift that is like going to be the soil from which when policy change happens, like people will be happy with that policy change, because every, you know, shift that's needed does involve some redistribution of wealth and power. And people aren't going to be happy giving that up unless they're getting something else and like realizing the value of the something else they're getting, which is like solidarity and unity and the common, you know, pride in the common good and all those pieces. And I think the food movement and the Good Food Awards sort of as a moment when that kind of comes together really is a way, a really powerful way to create that shift.
Thank you so much. That's so well said. We're so happy today with Heritage Radio Network to be part of this event, to have been part of the awards last night. So thank you so much for having us here. And it's just so special to get the chance to talk to all of these people from across the country and meet some of the amazing producers and retailers who are really fostering that culture of recognizing the value of these food products. So thank you.
Thank you so much. It's just an honor to have you guys there.